Welcome to this ICMA Sustainable Communities podcast. ICMA is the premier local government leadership and management organization. The ICMA Sustainable Communities Initiative strengthens local government's capacity to meet their sustainability goals. For more information, visit icma.org.
Hello, my name is Hannah Wolford for the ICMA Center for Sustainable Communities. Today I have with me two individuals from the city of Bend, Oregon. Tyler Deakey is the Bend Metropolitan Planning Organization Manager, and Mark Capel is a member of the Bend City Council and Chair of the Bend MPO Policy Board. This podcast will focus on how the Bend MPO promotes transportation improvements and economic development. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
To start, tell us a little bit about the role and responsibility of the Bend MPO.
Well, this is Mark. I would say that the main role of the Bend MPO is planning and coordination. So planning projects, planning into the future, and really a large part of it is coordinating between the different entities, so the Oregon Department of Transportation, the City of Bend, Deschutes County, all have things going on, and so the MPO kind of oversees and makes sure those efforts are all coordinated.
In your opinion, why does the Bend area need a metropolitan planning organization?
This is Tyler. I think particularly in the last few years during the recession, as the City of Bend and the State Department of Transportation and Deschutes County have all had funding issues, our role has grown in terms of that coordination issue amongst those jurisdictions. As funding has become an issue in those jurisdictions, they have become more focused on their individual localized priorities and projects, and the MPOs have that coordination process in place to help keep everyone on the same page and make sure that we're all moving towards the same targets and goals.
Thank you. What do you consider your most successful project for the economic development of the City of Bend?
This is Tyler again. I think the thing that we've done or completed in the last few years that's most important is completion of an intergovernmental agreement between the City of Bend and the Oregon Department of Transportation for development of a large undeveloped and economic area at the north end of Bend called Juniper Ridge. And that project, that intergovernmental agreement, has identified a process to allow land development in that area and tied it to linked it to prioritized and phased transportation improvements.
What it really did was solve the chicken and egg problem for us. Prior to the intergovernmental agreement, the State Department of Transportation was going to require all of the improvements to the highway system prior to us being able to sell any of the land for business use. And the problem was the city didn't have the money to pay for the improvements until the land was sold, but we couldn't sell the land until we did the improvements. And so by having a phased approach and putting this intergovernmental agreement together, we're allowed to, as we add trips, go to a different section of the improvements. And so it allows us to move forward on this economic land without having to come up with millions of dollars for a project that we couldn't afford.
What additional projects are you currently working on?
This is Tyler again. A few projects that we're working on. We're just completing work on a new long-range public transit plan for the greater Bend area. And that project looks at our transit needs and transit growth opportunities out to the year 2030. And the second project we're working on, we're just getting ready to start a major update to our long-range transportation plan. We'll be looking at extending our horizon year out to 2040 and looking at what our transportation needs are across all modes over the next 25 years. And then lastly, a bigger project that we're in the midst of right now, we're calling it's a trip, it's called Trip 97, and it's a project looking at Highway 97, which is the primary north-south corridor through this part of the state. And that project is looking at about a 60-mile segment of Highway 97, and it includes four cities and two counties in the state DOT, and looking at what are our opportunities for prioritizing improvements across that corridor, developing and implementing regional funding mechanisms to help get those projects implemented, developing a regional governance structure around the highway, and then also looking at transportation mobility at a corridor across that 60-mile corridor instead of looking at it solely within each of the jurisdictions along that corridor.
Prior to the Trip 97 project's kickoff, the tendency would be to look at very small sections of the highway and not look at the full breadth of the facility. And so this coordination among the different entities is starting to look at the entire system rather than just small sections of it. So it's a pretty effective project.
Great, thank you. And you mentioned your long-range transportation plan. Can you highlight some of the transportation needs that you've identified for Bend in that plan?
Yes, some of the, I mean, the major improvements, we have a few, like most metro areas, we have a few really large highway projects going to be needed. One of those is linked to that Juniper Ridge area that Mark and I discussed earlier, and that's a pretty constrained section of Highway 97, so we're looking at some pretty major improvements along that segment of the highway corridor, some improvements along another segment of Highway 97 at the south end of Bend, which include completion of an interchange as well as construction of a new interchange. Then the rest, just given our funding constraints, is really going to be focused on looking at how we can improve our public transit system, which is relatively new. We've only had a fixed route transit system in Bend for about 6 years, and so we're really looking at funding strategies to stabilize and grow that system over time. And then looking as well at bicycle pedestrian improvements and trail system improvements, and trying to complete some major systems, some gaps in some major systems, those major bike ped systems in the community.
And what do you consider the greatest challenge for these transportation improvements in Bend?
The greatest challenge is really funding, I think. There's a large number of projects that we would like to do and that we see that need to be done, but funding is the key, and where to get it get it put onto those projects is a challenge. Tyler, did I miss anything?
Yeah, and I think just linked to that, because of the funding challenges that we face and that most jurisdictions or communities face, it's going to really force a difficult dialogue on prioritization. You know, which projects are really important to us and which ones can we wait to implement if funding constraints continue into the future. But I think the other challenge that we've faced on just one project in particular along our Highway 97 corridor is getting consensus on the type of improvements that are needed and how those projects will be implemented over time. And we've worked through a lengthy federal NEPA process to come to a consensus on the types of projects that we want to see on the highway, and that's getting there was a big challenge.
Well, thank you both for being here. Tyler and Mark, I appreciate you speaking with me today on the podcast. This podcast was produced in support of a capacity building and technical assistance program to assist grantees of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency fiscal year 2010 and 2011 grant programs related to the Partnership for Sustainable Communities. ICMA is a subcontractor to the National Association of Development Organizations Research Foundation under this program.
This has been an ICMA Sustainable Communities podcast. For more information about ICMA's Sustainable Communities Initiative, visit icma.org.